Christchurch City Libraries brings you coverage of the Auckland Writers and Readers Festival 2009, and we have had a stunningly busy and stunningly stimulating day at the festival today. It's been a really, really interesting time. There's a lot to get through, but first of all, Joyce is going to tell us about Moata, who can't be with us tonight.
We've got a winner in our midst. Not only are we surrounded by literary genius at the Auckland Festival, but little Mo, she won Blogger of the Year Award at the Qantas Media Awards. So we're very, very excited.
Round of applause.
She's our star. And Moata wasn't the only winner on the night. Tonight, the Royal Society of New Zealand presented their 2009 Science Book of the Year Award, which went to Our Book of New Zealand Science, edited by Rebecca Priestley. Described by the judging panel as scientific enchantment, if you can actually imagine that. Anyway, the people behind me when Richard Dawkins was ripping open the envelope muttered corny. But I thought it was a rather beautiful moment. Richard Dawkins with his shy smile and his little pink cheeks. So just to kind of give you a quick summary of what I've been up to today, I've been charmed against my better judgment by Hamish Keith. I've interviewed Monica Ali. I spent 3 hours transcribing that interview for the edification and delight of all you people back in Christchurch. I've been to see Marcus Chon talk about quantum physics. It wasn't just my brain that hurt, my whole body hurt. It's very, very difficult to understand, but I hung in there. And then the last thing tonight was seeing Richard Dawkins on the big screen with big boy Sean Plunkett.
And Sean Plunkett, actually, I think did a really good job, because it must be quite intimidating interviewing somebody with a brain that is the size of three planets. And who is quite strident in his views. I thought he did really well.
Yeah, but if it came down to sumo wrestling, Sean would win. Anyway, Dawkins was fantastic. I certainly noticed that he uses quite different vocabulary when he's discussing evolutionary science and then when he's talking about religious maniacs, which is to use his parlance, not mine. It was really interesting. The technology worked. It was a huge crowd, quite a different crowd to some of the other events I've been at. A lot of piercings and quite a few dreadlocks. I don't know what that means. But anyway, enough of me. Let's see what Robin Stewart's been up to today.
Well, there were a couple of dreadlocked individuals at the last thing I went to, which was the launch of Kiwi Compañeros, which is a history of New Zealanders' involvement in the Spanish Civil War. There was a Mao cap to be spotted in the audience, which is not something you see every day. And as I say, a few dreadlocks. I started the day with David Viet and Alexa Johnston talking about cookbooks, Weckers and Queen Cakes. And they were just a really lovely pair. But I have to confess that I am worried by the trend that they described to having cookbooks at your funeral featuring your signature dishes. And God, please don't let this become a tradition, because if it does, I just can't stand it. The next thing I went to was Can You Hear Me, Whangaparoa, which was a tribute to Janet Frame and Charles Brash, Charles Brash would have been 100 had he lived this year. And it featured unpublished letters between the two of them. And it was quite lovely, although it had the dread choral presentation at the end, a recording of a choral presentation of a Janet Frame poem, which always makes me, those sort of things just make me come over with giggles. I managed to restrain myself this time. But then I went to Short and Sweet, which was a lot of master practitioners of the short story talking about short stories. And it was interesting because it was a far more technical look at things than anything else I'd been to. And they talked about point of view and whether you did it in the first person or the second person, which was really, really interesting. Charlotte Grimshaw was there behaving herself. Owen Marshall, a genius, I think. David Maloff, who I hadn't read but am going to now. And Paula Morris, who managed to keep a sense of humour about the whole thing. Another great thing I went to today was that writing for young adult session featuring two of the greats of the genre, M.T. Anderson and Mel Peet, and one of the greats of the panel chair, Kate DeGoldie, who just is so good. She adds to the event. They're all good, but she really takes it up a level. So it's great. Good day.
I also went to the Mal Pete and MZ Anderson session with Kate DeGoldie, and it was one of the most entertaining sessions I've been to. They just, as the session went on, they warmed up, they got livelier, the crowd were with them, and it was really great to see some young people there asking questions about being a writer, or you know, how they got things for their books and how they did the research and how they found voice. I was really inspired by that. And immediately after that discussion, I sat down on a couch with Eleanor Catton, who's written a wonderful book called The Rehearsal, which I'm going to read because I haven't read that. But she's got a real talent, and she's here to talk about her work. So I'm very keen to catch up with that work. You can hear that interview on the blog. I've already posted that and edited it. She's got a lot of really interesting things to say about her idea of heaven, which is where people do talk about the first voice or the second voice and those sorts of things. So that was a really interesting session. Earlier in the day, I'd met Stefan Orst, the former editor of Der Spiegel, and also a very keen horseman. He made a lot of money selling a horse to the number two in the world Olympic competitor at the moment. So I had a great chat with him. He was really generous with his time and his energy. I just want to share one fact about that. In the initial period of research for his book, he had 60 meters of shelving of files in his apartment. And it's now more than that because he's researching some other aspects that he apparently missed. But just incredible dedication. And he did say that it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity of having the chance to do that story. It wasn't an author looking for a story. It was a story looking for an author. And he was fantastic. I then got to spend time with Christos Siolkis, who was a fantastically generous with his time and his openness, sharing with me lots of things about how he writes and things like that. But most importantly, he told me that libraries saved his life as a young man, that he spent time at libraries. He said he had a lot of issues as a young fella, but libraries were the place that gave him a space to explore and to do that with other people as well. So that was, it was fascinating to talk to him. Those interviews will be coming soon to the blog. And remember to check out the Flickr site for photos, because we do have some very, very good photos on the Flickr site. Richard Dawkins, I went to that session and was very impressed with Richard Dawkins. He has an immense capacity to nail very precisely what he is talking in, and in a very gentle and humorous way, ridicule his opponents. But I did think there was an element of hero worship going on there. So it's been a really massive kind of day, Joyce. How, looking back on it, how can you sum up today?
One word, mahusav. No, it's been a really exciting day. I think I got my festival mojo back today. I really enjoyed interviewing Monica Ali. It's just an amazing experience being able to engage with an author, talk about their work face to face, ask the questions you really want to ask, tell them what you think, and they have to listen. It's fantastic. And it really was really exciting. Just, I think, really, you can see the whole festival pace is picking up. Saturday and Sunday, I guess, are the main days for the festival. And really, it's back to back, I think, for us all. Yeah, no, it's been a fantastic day. The momentum, as I say, is picking up. And we've had a blast. We've missed Mo, but she's... she's had a great day too. Well done, Moata.
I just want to echo what Joyce said. I think the energy and the generosity of the people that are on stage and sharing these things has been fantastic. The public are really supporting these events. The festival is just going up and up and up. So keep reading the blog, keep visiting the Flickr, send in your comments. We'll do our best to answer them. Join us tomorrow for more. There'll be more. See you later.